Bags and Podcasts. Listen, yeah, we're here, man. What's going on, people? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Energy in the room. Energy in the room.
Yeah, we back, motherfuckers.
There's a lot of energy. Snapchat.
We back, motherfuckers.
Black tag. Black tag. Grey tees. Black tees.
Yeah, you're the only black tag here.
Bro, you're definitely repping black tag, man. You've been wearing the black durag all the time in whatever heat.
Yeah, what? Well, that's how you get waves, man.
That's how you get hot headed.
That's how you get waves. I'm not hot. That's how you get waves.
Well, yeah.
Let's cheers it.
Yeah, cheers. That's an empty glass, but I can fill up your glass if you want me to.
Yeah, cheers. Yes, man.
Cheers
to the people as well, man. Welcome back to the Spare Change podcast. We've been away for a little bit, but there's no qualms here. Where, you know,
there's a lot of qualms.
We're gonna act like nothing happened.
There's a lot of qualms.
We've been here all week.
I'm getting a lot of angry. Face-to-face confrontation from listeners.
People, stuff happens.
Like, people are asking me.
Listen to the old shit.
Yeah, no, don't listen to our new shit.
No, listen to the old shit because they dropped the new shit. So listen to the old shit.
No. They were getting.
Back to the old episode.
They were getting restless. Mm. I think. Apologies for that. Apologies for our time away.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's happened in our time away. So this I don't know if this is going to be a long one or a short one, but
we'll see
where we lead you, innit? But how you guys doing, man? Time off. Yeah, how's your summer holidays been? Because this has been the summer holiday, man.
It's been good, man. It's been good.
It's been a summer holiday.
Sometimes you've got to take a break to get your mind right and then come back and you're better with it. You know what I mean?
Listen to this.
Like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But hey, nonetheless, we're here. Yeah, man. But yeah, you look been doing good, though, yeah?
Yeah, man, surviving.
I'm alive, man.
Yeah,
breathing.
You're alive, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, man.
Yeah,
is it?
It's the most important thing.
It is.
What is the most important thing? Is it that you're breathing?
What? Don't ask stupid questions.
No, but you know, some people, you know,
you're just living to live.
Yeah, bruv. Don't care about breath.
Bruv, can you stop flicking your toes? That's one of my pet peeves.
Like, is it?
Yeah, when people just start flicking their toes randomly, that noise is just.
That's how you itch in between your big toe and the index toe.
I use my fingers.
Ew.
Like a normal
Ew.
Person.
Ew.
Are you some animal? Just Ooh. Flicking your toes like some chimp.
Are you some animal picking whatever's from between your toes? What animalistic?
Yeah. That was so quick. Are you an animal, bro? Like, you just, that was so quick.
And it asked me if I remember because I flicked my toes. No.
Right, quick question. If you're an animal, what animal would you be? Quick. Go.
What animal would I be?
Yeah.
Quick.
Dolphin.
You're not a dolphin, bro.
I'll be a jaguar.
I'll be a dolphin.
Oh, like, okay.
Bro, you're taking time. Like, this is a quick fire. It's a quick fire question.
So you're picking. It's not like...
Quick fire question. First animal to your head.
Oh, no.
I
haven't really put too much thought. Obviously, you lot have put thought into this.
No, that was a quick fire question.
It was off the top.
A puma.
You want to be a similar animal to me?
What were you?
What was you?
A jaguar.
Oh,
I'm a puma, man. Yeah. That's not similar.
I'm a dolphin.
That's just big black cats.
Fuck it, man.
That live in trees.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like them because they're like...
You're a puma.
Like, they're secluded.
Yeah.
And it's nyam what they need to nyam and then go back to their space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I like a dolphin.
Why do you like...
Just in the sea. You got an open space and you go out there.
Just get eaten by sharks.
Nah. Do you know what? Actually, I watched a documentary about this, actually, over there. And killer whales, they're mad animals. I like killer whales. I think I would like to be a killer whale, but I'd want to be a dolphin because they're very, very small and smart and intelligent.
I watched Africa the other day on BBC iPlayer, I think it was.
Oh, is that out? Is that new?
It's not new. It came out like last year, I think. But I was just recapping. I like animal documentaries. Mm. So I was watching it and there was just a whale that was dead.
Mm.
And then just bear sharks just started going for it, like bear, and it was just taking turns eating it. I'm just thinking, this is a mazine. Whales are a very, very big animal. Like, just to think how big sharks are, and like at least 10 of them were struggling to eat the whale.
Mm.
So like, whales are very scary animals and very amazing animals. So if I ever got a chance in life to see one, it'd be a mazine.
Mm.
It'd be a mazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, well, yeah. Did you pick an animal?
Yeah, puma.
Why are you puma?
Because they're quick and amazing.
You like the brand, innit? You like the brand. That's the first thing.
You have puma shoes today. You put puma shoes on. Let me just go with puma.
These guys, man. guys, man. That's what I've got to deal with, man. That's
what I've got to deal with. So, guys, we've been on some adventures whilst we've been away. We took a trip to Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
It was our boys' B-Day. Shout out to Trey. Shout out Axe celebrating their B-Day.
Let's go.
And yeah, we went Bristol. First night, it was just, we were four man deep. So it was me, Axe, Trey, and Mats. And we got very, very drunk from the offset.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird thing when you're drunk before you leave to go anywhere.
When you're very, very drunk.
Before you leave and to go anywhere. Well, have you, man, ever experienced that?
Yeah, plenty of times with you, man, innit? Yeah.
But what's the next course of action? Like, is there not no one to stop that from occurring? Because...
they're the best nights sometimes. They're the best nights. Well. Do you know what I mean? They're the best nights.
So we...
The membership. Guys do dumb shit. It's a good night.
Anyway, we went... On the first night, we went to some... We went to some...
Sorry, Cameron. He's ignoring me, man.
You're so dumb. Anyway, Can you chill? I'm trying to explain. I'm a puma. Like, it explains anything. On the first night, we went to a couple dead clubs, and then we ended up in the trap spot. So there was a place with a snooker table, wet floors, holes,
the best place,
and trappers.
The best places.
So this place here. There was killers around. There was just mixed race girls in corners.
How did you not come to the conclusion that they were killers?
They were operating drugs in public, in a public place, like operating drugs.
Me mugging you
and operating drugs in public places in front of the people that work there and own the place.
Yeah.
If you're taking over the place that people own,
How do you know they're taking over? That maybe they like work with
an agreement.
Agreement.
Yeah,
look. We can provide the facility. You might sell the drugs, and
You will bring the people.
You get the door money. I get the alcohol money. Is it that's the split? That's the normal. That's the traditional split.
So they're splitting
the drugs and the.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I don't think that was the case, but I think these guys just took over what they wanted to take over. Anyway. Yeah, so went into that place. My guy Axe had a good time. Was moonwalking on slippy floors. Shout out to Axe.
You know that ends.
Went into the bathroom for a leak. And this brother was selling pills to like four men.
Yeah.
This is a normal occurrence to me, innit? When I go to clubs, I don't.
Buy some.
Huh?
Buy some.
Why am I buying? Nick, no, I've never taken a pill in my life.
I'm just asking what
have you?
Listeners
have you?
Wanna,
I'm have you? Asking I'm asking you listeners. A question listeners want to know. Have you ever taken a pill in your life? Have you ever taken a pill in your life?
That's what the listeners want to hear.
Have you taken a pill?
No, but I've taken Molly.
That's a pill?
I didn't take the pill. Like, it was crushed up.
Mm-hmm.
You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a puma.
Anyway, so basically that was the first night wrapped up. We went to the trap spot. Couple men were out of their head, me included. I was quite drunk. Moved on to the next spot. The next spot was dead. And then got out of there. The next night, the whole gang of guys come. Rats came, Fabs came, Niz will come. And played Ring of Fire, which is a very dangerous game.
I'm not gonna lie, I ain't got a clue why we played that.
I suggested it, to be fair.
I ain't got a clue. And I didn't understand, because like, everyone was just like, I don't know why guys were ganging up on me.
Because I was ganging up on me, you ganged up on me, so the same reason.
Ganged up on you because you were ganging up on me.
No, because you weren't paying attention to the game. So when you're not
paying attention to the
game. Guys were doing things in the game.
Every time you lot, this is what happened. I take a shot for whatever, yeah? Then exactly. How does that make sense? So I'm taking a shot for the last thing, then you put your hand up. So while I'm digesting said shot, yeah?
There's no rules other than the rules.
You can't tell me I was doing something else.
There's no rules other than the rules.
No, there is a rule to it.
There's no rules other than the rules.
Every game has rules.
There's no rules other than the rules.
What are you talking about? The rule is the rule. That you gotta let
that,
me.
No, that wasn't. That's a made up rule. That's a made up rule. That's no, not part. Not. That's not part of Ring of Fire.
No, you gotta take. You gotta let me like take no, the shot first.
That's
if I'm doing this. If I'm doing
that's a gentleman's
this,
agreement.
If I'm taking the shot, like my neck is fully back. Yeah,
that's a gentleman's
I'm
agreement.
The shot, my neck is fully back. I can't literally see what everyone else is
that's
doing.
That's a gentleman's
everyone's
agreement.
Everyone's
got to
be able to see.
That's a gentleman's agreement.
Huh?
That's a gentleman's agreement. That's not part of the game.
Anyway, so these niggas were taking the piss. And then, yeah. But anyway, left the thing, we were waved. Anyway, Luke, you carry on, man.
Yeah, we waved.
Basically, we got to the club and it was just bare milk.
The club was ridiculous. Yeah. I've never been to a place. Bristol was trash. Just to highlight, where. I don't know if anyone listens in Bristol, but your town is trash.
Me personally, I ain't got nothing against
your
I
town
got,
is trash. They need to put it where Croydon is.
We've come to the conclusion
and get rid of both of you.
That Bristol is the Paris of the UK. And basically, yeah, like Bristol is basically like Croydon.
As soon as I arrived, there was a man pissing on the wall, and this was daylight next to a Tesco.
Standard stuff. Seems yeah. like over there.
Yeah. That ain't standard where I'm from.
So like, yeah, man, we got there. Obviously, you see me, I don't mind milk, innit, yeah? But for me, it, you
too
know what I mean?
Milk.
It makes my belly bubble, innit?
Yeah.
So, you get me? I ain't got nothing against milk, innit?
That milk turned into cheese. That milk turned into cheese. It in there was frowsy and it was terrible.
Oh, man.
Slippery floors. Everywhere in there was slippery.
Slippery and sticky.
Everywhere in Bristol
time.
Was slippery still. And sticky. Like, this is not good.
Like, yeah, but the club that we went to,
even
we should have probably bounced around a little bit more, maybe.
We were contemplating bouncing, and
yeah, but I don't know.
No one wanted to leave for some reason.
I have no idea why not, you know, to be honest. But whatever reason, sometimes you make bad decisions, right? But cool. Yeah, but we leave, you know. We thought you and I were going to strip club. Yeah.
I went back to the gaff.
Just went back to the went back to the gaff, yeah, man, and yeah. Unfortunately, that's where the story has to end. But yeah,
I had a terrible sleep.
Oh my god, I gotta laugh, man. I gotta get it all out, man. Oh man, I know you lot are trying to hold it in because you don't want to be immature. But pumas are immature. I'm a puma. I'm a puma. But yeah, I mean, no, Bristol was okay, man. It was a moment.
Bristol was a moment, but like, I'm never going back to that city. It doesn't count as a city. Bristol's terrible, man.
Listen, what do you lot think about this obesity thing?
This is
what they're talking about.
What do you mean?
What about it?
So there's one guy came out and he said that that obesity should be treated like
what, mental disorder.
So basically, he said. He's saying that obese people should just be left to die rather than be treated by the NHS to save money.
Alright, cool.
Wow.
I kind of agree, but there's clearly an underlying issue that needs to be tackled with people with eating. It's an eating disorder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're overeating.
And with all disorders we treat. So we can't just say that.
It's an issue. In terms of an issue... It's a problem with the person. There's an underlying issue why they're eating so much. Like, alright, cool. On Sky, there's a program called My 400-Pound Life, yeah? And all these fat people, yeah, really big people, all these fat people either have people, obviously they can't cook for themselves, they have people feeding them all this crap, and they've either been molested as a child. There's underlying issues. Like, there's underlying issues.
So,
there's underlying issues why people are obese like that.
For me, it's this. So, you got this. The reason why this has all come up, yeah, is because there's a load of people out here now doing this whole body positive campaigning, basically. So, if you're basically like, oh, it's mostly women. Women are like, you know, I'm fat and I love it. I'm big and I want to show it and I don't care that I'm big and whatever, right? And they're just flaunting it, right? But. That is, it's not a good thing to do. You shouldn't be
promoting
a bad,
bad lifestyle.
Unhealthy lifestyle. But you shouldn't actually be doing that shit. So I think that's where he's kind of gone left with it a little bit rather than saying that they should be left to die. But then to what you're saying, some people who actually have a problem,
have an underlying
where issue. They can't control themselves maybe, and there's, underlying issues mentally, because it would be a mental thing, innit?
they should probably get help. But people who are kind of flaunting in it and kind of, you know, happy to just be big and they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the
issue. Maybe they should be left to die.
But it's another thing is where... Oof. When fish fingers are cheaper than four bananas, then there's clearly...
Are they?
I don't know. I plucked that out of the sky. But,
Nah, not... Yeah. That's not true, but yeah.
I plucked that out of the sky.
Are they?
Yeah, I get you.
But, go on. Like, it's hard to kind of find the balance when some of these people are... I don't know if they're on low income or not, because fatty, unhealthier foods are cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Easier to mass produce.
Fact, yeah.
So... It's another thing where you have to look at the kind of environment we're in. And obviously it puts money in these corporations' pockets, but the government probably need to do more. Other than the sugar tax, what are they doing to tackle diabetes and obesity?
We can't always say the government all the time. You know, sometimes it's just people. Like, people are just, they're just stupid.
True.
Or they're just stupid, or they just like put themselves in certain positions. As you say, some people it's mentally affecting them, but I always say that it gets to a point where you have to figure out what's wrong with you and sort it out. You can't just keep allowing it to fucking ruin you. Like, I feel like those people who are massively obese and they fucking can't move and they have to have people to cook dinner for them and help them out of bed and shit like that, like, I don't know how you even get there. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Bro, there's better ways to get there, man. You can't say that. You don't have to get there. Wow. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to get there.
You don't have to get there, but you're not there, man.
You're not going through it. You can't say that. Well, you can.
I just want to know how.
No, but it's like
how do
but
you?
No, but get think about any other mental mental disorder. You're not understanding the process of that person's brain.
Yeah.
You don't understand, like, anorexic people. You don't understand why they think they're fat. Mm-hmm. Like, bulimic people, why they're making themselves sick. You don't understand why they're trying to make themselves sick.
Yeah.
They understand it.
Mm. So what do you not think then? So do you think obese people should be left to die rather than be treated by the
NHS? I think they should assess the person, assess their...
If they want to be assessed.
They want to be assessed. Their mental kit. Like, that should be the first step. Assess them. I don't know if it already is. Assess their mental health.
No, but that's what already happens, though.
Then if that happens, then...
So that's what already happens. But what he's saying is that, you know, that this is what should start happening. To save money, because obviously it's like, you know, he's basically saying that it's just a waste of money. Like, people eating a lot and living an unhealthy lifestyle is a waste of NHS's money.
It makes sense, because a lot of the NHS, like, they do a lot of things before they do, like, surgical procedures to make people lose weight. They offer a discounted gym membership to obese people, or even free gym membership. Like, they offer a load of other routes rather than just straight up surgery, which probably costs the most for NHS.
Yeah.
And having to do like heart surgery on these people and other surgeries that occurs during their weight, like having that much weight.
But he's saying he wants to save money though.
Yeah, if just offer them gym memberships and psychological.
But that's what's that though?
Gym memberships help.
Shouldn't doctors to offer them. You know what I mean?
But,
to know that.
But, like, you know, a surgery is not going to change a person's eating habit. It's a mental thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mental thing.
Do you not think they should be left to die?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that.
So we don't treat disorders. We don't treat disorders like that. We don't treat other disorders like that. Obesity.
It's a mental health issue.
If you want to treat it as a disorder, we don't treat other disorders like that.
So like what? Like what other ones?
Mental health, like bad mental health.
Yeah, as I said, like even other eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia, you don't treat. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. These people think they're fat already, and then either not eating, starving themselves, or making themselves sick. So you need to think about it. Like, it's two extremes of both spectrums.
Mm-hmm.
So if those people get treatment, I think the extremely fat people should get treatment as well.
Exactly. You can't, like what I said before, you can't treat other disorders. Like, we treat other disorders, so we can't not treat that disorder. Because obesity is a disorder, right? It's a disorder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can't not treat it.
I think the problem comes from what I said earlier, is that people are flaunting it now.
Yeah.
People are flaunting the unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, but if those people are doing that...
They're promoting it, like, it's positive, for big... you're beautiful, it's great. And fair enough, but it is, for the most part, it's an unhealthy lifestyle.
That's their choice.
But that's, you should not be promoting an unhealthy lifestyle. Like, that's just not something that should be happening.
But, alright, flip of the coin.
I'm not gonna.
Flip of the coin, the music we listen to promotes crazy unhealthy lifestyle. That,
like what?
Selling drugs.
Okay.
Treating women like shit.
Okay.
Killing each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their messages are out there.
Yeah.
There's messages out there. There's going to be someone always with a message to promote something that's unhealthy to someone else.
The difference is with that, yeah, is that these people in music, people are talking about the stuff that they're going through or the stuff that, you know what I mean? Like, they write or talk about stuff that's happening in their life, what's around them.
That's what fat people are doing when they're flaunting it.
But what I'm saying is they're not promoting it.
They're not.
But the difference is they're not promoting, like, rappers and stuff on the music reasons, they're not promoting it. They're just talking about what they're going through and what's happening in their lives. But these guys are actually promoting. These fat people are actually promoting.
But you need to think about it. They're getting coin from it.
No, I get that. But still, they don't make it right.
We need to come off the subject.
No, we do need to come off the subject. But let's go. But I want to say one final thing is that people that flaunt it, there's only some people that flaunt it. Some people that actually don't like the obesity. Mm. People don't like it. So it is. Some people embrace it. Some people don't embrace it. Society is, people that flaunt it are saying, okay, we need to embrace it. They're kind of saying, like, we need to embrace that kind of thing, right? I think we should treat other disorders, so we need to treat disorder like obesity if they want to treat it. People that don't want to treat it, like the people that, like you say, like, flaunting it, all that kind of stuff, they are clearly happy with themselves, so we don't need to treat that shit. So, big people that are not happy with themselves, we should treat it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. Boom.
Fuck this topic.
That's how I feel. Like, fuck this topic. How do you feel about it? Facts, because you don't answer. How do you feel about it?
What? The...
This topic which you brought up.
Should obese people be killed? Let's left to die?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they should be left to die. That's a bit extreme.
Yeah.
But, like, I definitely think you shouldn't be promoting an unhealthy lifestyle. That's just not... It just shouldn't... That shouldn't be happening. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, if you want to actually be big and whatever, and you're happy with that, then cool. But you shouldn't be promoting it. You're basically saying to people that you should be doing, if you're big, then just stay big. Like, it's not a good look. Like, I'm not going to want my daughter to be like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, you know, if she was big, I'm not going to be like, yeah, just be big, like, be unhealthy, like, you know what I mean? I want you to live a long and prosperous life, so I'm not going to, like, feed that into you. And that's essentially what it's feeding you into. It's false advertising, essentially. It's just showing you the glitz and the glam. It's like, oh, I'm big and I'm beautiful, I can do this, and now I can get these modelling jobs here, and, you know, I can make this money from this, and cool, that's
but
great.
What,
but
so what you're saying, we shouldn't embrace people that are big? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that we shouldn't be promoting it in that way, personally, for me. Like, you need to... You can be big and you can do whatever you want. That's cool. Like, but you can't... You can't be... You got to give me all of the pointers, innit? You can't just give me all the... You can't just give me the good side. You got to give me the bad side, too. Like, you can't just be like, yo, like, yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing. I'm happy with how I am. And I'm able to do this and make this money from being, like, positive about it, cool. But show me the bad side, like, you get me? I'm sure you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure when you run down the street, you're out of breath, you can't run for bus. I'm sure, you get me?
There's probably bigger issues than that.
You get me? There's probably way bigger issues than that. But you get me? Like, we can't just ignore that. Like, you get me? Like, we can't ignore that at all. Most people that are big eventually have to lose the weight.
Yeah.
Because they, you know what I mean? Their body just can't.
It's straining their body, isn't it?
Yeah. It happens all the time. Like, so many people. Fucking two examples, Missy and Timbaland.
Timbaland's on steroids. But anyway, this is a relevant question. Right down on that. Speaking of drugs that we were talking about before, I had my first proper high experience on weed brownies.
How was that for you? How was that for you?
How
did you feel? Did you whitey?
I didn't whitey.
What the fuck is that?
When you just throw up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That was close to you. I think I was close. No, at one point.
Why is it whitey?
I don't know.
It's been whitey for time.
Surely. I'm surprised you haven't heard that.
Surely it would be brownie, because he had a brownie. So it would be brown.
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
Come on, bro. I'm just using my common sense.
Anyway.
Man, I'm a puma.
You're a puma, yeah. The room was spinning. That's all. I remember I was sat in this spot,
yeah,
watching Africa. The room started spinning. I got up and started packing stuff away. I got up and started packing stuff away that didn't need to be packed up.
Yeah.
That stuff that didn't need, like, I moved that over there. I think I opened and closed this cupboard a couple times. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm finished. I need to go to my room. Bear in mind, like, I've done wee brownies, like, once before in Amsterdam. And it didn't have this kind of effect on me. It just made me sleepy at the time. So, had 3 brownies, which I wasn't meant to have. I was supposed to have...
So you had 3.
Yeah, I was supposed to have 1 or 2.
That's where you went wrong.
I had 3
as well.
I had weed gummies as well. I had 13.
Oh, you did 13, yeah.
I had 13 gummies as well.
What?
Yeah.
Psycho, bruv. Sicko. Sicko mode.
I had 13 gummies. So this is why everything went downhill.
Yeah.
Say it's 4 o'clock. I ate 1 brownie. I was like, oh, like, it's 4:45. I don't feel nothing. Let me have another one.
Oh.
Scoffed another one. 5:30 now. Didn't really feel anything. Ate like 7 gummies. Like 10 minutes later.
Gummies I kind of understand because they're easy
to consume.
They're easy to consume. You won't really, do you know what I mean? They're easy to consume. Whereas brownie, one brownie, right?
So you have to take a couple bites. It was about that big.
It's a couple bites, though.
Yeah, it was like 3 big bites.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes later, after the gummies,
you should have.
That's when I started packing stuff away.
Well, after the gummies.
Yeah, after the gummies.
Yeah.
And like.
So this is gummies and no gummies brownies.
And 2 brownies.
Oh, gummies and 2, brownies. 2, and okay, 2 brownies. Cool. So you.
I just went 2 brownies and the gum and like the 7 gummies. So I packed stuff away, got into my room, decided to watch the Meat Mill documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm high at the moment. And my girl's like, oh, why don't you have another one? I was like, great idea. I grabbed it and just put it in my mouth. Like, 30 minutes later, I was sleeping, snoring. I woke up. I was like, what? I looked around. I was like, what? She's like, what's wrong with you? I just grabbed my drink, back the drink. And it's alcohol. Back the drink. Put it on. Oh, yeah, this documentary is good, you know. This documentary is good, you know. I'm finished. By this time, it gets to 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't remember the rest of the night. I woke up at 10 o'clock the next day.
Wow, that's like a good sleep, though.
Yeah, man.
That was a good sleep.
It was a good sleep. I felt rocky until like Monday. So it wasn't out of my system until like Monday.
Wow.
Late Monday.
Yeah.
So I had to go work. Slightly intoxicated.
How many zoots do you think is in 1 brownie?
I think
she put way more in this.
I think because it doesn't have the immediate.
It's THC.
It's THC drops.
100% THC. Yeah, you lost it.
Cause, so I don't.
You lost it, blood.
Like obviously, it doesn't have the instant effect.
100% THC.
It doesn't have
for extra drops.
It doesn't have the instant effect that weed would normally have in it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like everything's fine and dandy in it. Like, oh, I can handle this. I'm a big man. Like, let me handle this.
Wait, hold on. You didn't think that it had the same
potency that, like, because crow normally hits you straight away, innit? Edibles do not hit you. Obviously, I knew that it didn't hit you straight away.
Yeah.
And I thought 45 minutes was enough time for it to digest into my system.
And wasn't this an hour and a half?
Yeah. And
it's an hour and a half.
So
that makes a lot of sense. An hour and a half.
It takes about an hour and a half to kick in.
And then it kicked in.
And she put in extra drops. So you
but yeah, because Luke said that he wants extra drops. So he said he wants to see Black Jesus.
I was like,
Black Tag Jesus. And then I was just like, okay, cool, yeah, put more drops in. So she put like 10 more drops than she usually puts in the batch.
I think that was in terms of smoking weed and edibles, I think edibles was better. Like, you don't stink. Right. Like, you ain't got the smoky taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel lethargic for a long time. Like, yeah. I was laughing, like, at stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, I had a better, it was a better experience for me personally. I'm not a smoker.
But I was like in Bristol when we were laughing at Niall.
No, Aubameyang. Aubameyang.
But that was so funny, though, and I don't know why it was so funny. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like a different, it's a different
head.
It's and that was fine. That's yeah, the thing. You got to think that now must have we were cracked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was fine. It's like, why are you laughing?
Laughing at me. Like, what's wrong with these men?
So funny.
I got to the Aubameyang. Like, what was funny about
it? It was jokes. It was jokes. But I think, like personally, I think to all you weed heads, edibles is the way forward. Mm. I think you don't stink. You look normal for an hour and a half until it kicks in. And when it kicks in, you need to go to a secluded place. But
what was your girl like? Did you go?
My girl, like, obviously, she's got a higher tolerance than I do. But I think after she had one and a half, I think maybe two.
Yeah.
What, brownies?
Yeah, and I think it started like.
What about gummies?
She had seven.
Seven.
So gummies. I had 13. The whole pack was done in the night. So, yeah, her tolerance was, yeah, a lot higher than mine.
Obviously, a lot higher than yours.
But she was feeling it. She said to me she was feeling it. And is then it? She went to sleep, like, 30 minutes after me.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly, it has its effects, and it works.
Mm-hmm. So, you ate the chocolate as well?
I ate the chocolate.
Yeah, the chocolate.
I had it.
What do you mean?
There was, like, a chocolate, a layer of, like, chocolate on top of the brownie.
And she put THC in that.
Yeah. The brownies are so nice as well. That's the thing. They like tasted mad gooey. Like they were like really good quality brownies. Really good quality brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Like if and when weed becomes legal, I need somebody to sell these. I need you to sell these because you make a lot of money.
What a business you mean?
Like a full blown business out of these edibles. Because
she's doing an underground thing.
Yeah.
Ish.
Is it?
Yeah. We'll talk off air.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
But yeah.
Yeah, that was my experience on.
Yeah, I need to properly do it.
Ganja.
I'm gonna do it still because.
Like I said, I'm going down on the weekend, so.
Yeah, you're going.
Do it, man.
No, do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get that done.
Yeah, I wanna get that.
Get that done.
I'm not gonna do the same as
just,
you.
Just a heads up: the lollipops don't have any proper weed in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think neither did the cookies. I think only the brownies. Only the brownies have the actual crow in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they label, in certain shops, they label, like, cookies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember when we got the cookies that time? When we went down?
Yeah.
And we got cookies. They weren't proper weed cookies.
They weren't proper weed cookies.
No. But they said weed cookies on them.
Mm.
Oh, so they weren't proper weed cookies.
They weren't proper weed cookies. They said weed cookies on them.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so be careful.
So how do you know the difference then?
Like, go to a weed shop.
So what, you went, didn't go to a weed shop?
I went to, like, no, we went to a corner shop.
Mm.
Okay. And we thought they were selling, like, weed edibles there, innit?
Okay, I see.
But go to, like, I went to a shop in Dam that had.
So you're talking about going to a proper coffee shop and then.
Not even a coffee shop. I said it's the shop I went to, so it sold like bongs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they had like brownies in a little basket kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and had different strains and different strengths.
Okay, cool.
So
go to there.
Go there. Yeah, I'd recommend go there.
Cool. Sweet. I'll give you the man update next week.
Yeah, give us the damn update.
Yeah, I'll give you the damn update later, man.
don't see Roadman in blue light. Like I did.
Yeah. Apparently, do you know, I was looking at the red light thing. Apparently, they have male sex workers in the shops as well.
Brad, I said to you, there's trans. I saw trans.
No, but they said the male.
Not in the red light.
Not in the red light.
No, red light's things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's blue light.
Blue light's where the fuddy duddies stuff.
Okay. I thought I was saying. Okay, maybe I was reading it wrong, but I thought they said they had the men in the red light as well. Should be kind of weird to me.
Nah, there was no men in the red light when I went.
Okay, cool.
What, you looking man?
Hmm?
You looking man, yeah?
Looking what?
You said you're looking man. You're looking for man.
Nah, I'm not looking for man. What are you talking about?
I don't know. That was aggressive. No, I'm playing around.
Cool. Another topic.
Go ahead.
This weekend, Notting Hill Carnival's approaching.
Yeah.
Oi, oi.
All right, no, rule number one.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are the rules for Carnival?
Okay, rule number one. Rule number one, make sure you have your flags. Yeah?
Big move.
Make sure you have your flag, okay? Yeah. Make sure you don't Make sure you don't hold the gal that you're dancing with for too long, like for too many dances. Let another man have a go. You get me?
Yeah, you gotta pass on.
Pass on, yeah, pass the button.
Have
pass
a
on.
Go.
Yeah. Like, let another man have a go in it. Like, you get me? Because that's kind of crazy. What else, man? Like,
make sure you go for a gal you can handle, innit? You don't want to get
the one that's with a wild, I mean, wild waist. Yeah, that's going crazy.
Yeah, make sure you go for a girl that you can handle, innit? So you got to pre it for a minute and then say, all right, cool, I can take that.
There's always that girl, that one girl that's trying to embarrass man in the circle.
Yeah,
of course, of course.
She's just like, she's dancing.
She's popping she's, everything.
Yeah, and she's trying to like let everyone have a go. No one can handle
it. Yeah.
Wait.
Last year I saw someone with a PlayStation controller.
Huh?
Someone had a PlayStation controller while they were whining on the thing.
So
That's an elite thing.
That's sick. So
my brother brought a PlayStation controller out. That's and started whining sick. On the thing, and they started using the analog sticks to. That's sick. That's the maddest thing.
That's so cold.
That's sick.
I really rate that.
So what stories do you think are gonna come out of this year? Another question. My girl's going to carnival. Should I allow it? That is toxic. That is toxic, what I just said, by the way.
Should you allow it?
It's very toxic.
I think.
Let me word it in a less toxic way. That was a terrible way. Stop singing, please.
Yeah, if I was in detail, like that.
Anyway, what are the rules in regards to relationships and carnival?
I'm trying to throw you off, bro.
How is that throwing you off?
I want to hear your opinions. What's the rules? Should your significant other be attending carnival? Should they not be attending carnival? Why would you think they should or shouldn't be attending carnival?
I'm trying to stay out of this one.
I want both your opinions.
I think of course they can go to carnival. It's just that you gotta have that level of trust with her, innit? You gotta let know that you can't be moving mad and letting man them grab you up and
down. No, but
regardless, man them are gonna
regardlessly
try to grab you girl. You know this.
I went carnival to be that guy to be grabbing up on people's girls.
So you know this is gonna happen anyway. You know it's gonna happen, so you can't be too mad at it. You can't be too mad at it. Plus, as well, after post carnival,
man, are hypocrites though. So man can't really even say.
Yeah. But post carnival,
so you can be mad still.
Yeah, true. But man, post carnival, don't even speak about it, blood. So you had a good time. You had a good time. Cool. That's it. Keep moving. Don't try about it too much. Because if you talk about it too much, you're gonna start delving into things you don't want to hear. Do you know what I mean? You're gonna delve into things. I said, oh, Ross. So like,
cool. So it's acceptable for man to wind up upon her in carnival.
Huh?
No. I'm asking you. Is it acceptable? Yeah.
No.
But it's going to happen. I can't control that.
Of course it's going to happen, but you've got to back him off, innit?
Fabs, I want to hear your... Fabs,
no, talk, of course she's got to back him off. She's got to back him off. Of course she's got to back him off. Easy. Go on.
Go on, Fabs. I'm waiting for Fabs to... Because he's doing a lot.
So Kiko, what's the, like...
I've asked two questions simply, and Rex has answered
them. I'll ask them again. So that I can kind of, like...
So, should your significant other be going carnival, number one? Number two.
Now, let me answer that one first. So, yeah, she can go carnival, of course. But there must be some rules set in place before you go, just to make yourself feel comfortable.
But who says that she's going to abide by those rules?
No, but this is what I'm saying, just to make yourself feel comfortable. So you need to, like, enforce some rules.
And then the rules will get broken anyway.
They might do, but you don't know they're going to get broken. But to make yourself feel better, at least enforce the rules. Like, you get me? Don't be winding up on no man. Wind up on you, like about it.
So we're going carnival to stand there.
Huh? You can walk around and you can wind up your waist, but if a man come up behind you, then it's a quick runaway thing, isn't it? Like obviously if you wind up yourself, but a man will try to come up behind you, but then it's a quick runaway thing, isn't it?
Or you just turn around like
you're going there to wind, isn't it? You're doing a mating call to man. You're doing a mating call to man.
Yeah, but that's like when your girl goes to a club. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, there's a limited amount of men in the club.
Carnival's a big club.
Carnival's the same. Exactly. Okay.
The same rules should apply, but they don't. There's no rules.
There's no rules, man.
There's no rules.
Lions, tigers, and bears. No rules.
Basically, enforce the rules.
How can I enforce the rules if I'm not there?
Enforce the rules to make yourself feel better.
So you enforce them prior
to make yourself feel better.
But
That's what I think.
I think putting rules on someone kind of makes them want to break them.
Okay.
Then what's the point of putting rules then?
So it's not rules, essentially. It's not rules, really. It's just say, look, don't have no man winding up on you. Don't wind up on no man, and we're good. You get me? You hear me? All right, cool, babes. Have a good time.
I trust my girl in it. But if I don't trust, like, Tunde that just come out of pen this year.
Yo, Tunde's moving on. But, like, yo, obviously...
Why not Leroy? Tunde just did a four-year bid for fraud, innit?
Alright, so Tunde just...
So he's looking for Gal.
He's wham now. Like, this is a field. There's a field of females and plethora of females. Half naked.
Looking for pounded jam everywhere.
But there's better Leroy's out there.
Leroy is moving mad still. I can see Leroy on a big thing still.
Just about to say that.
Leroy, you know, I'm fine. Leroy's out here trying to do like pedigree to girls.
Doing chunky monkey, but yeah, man. fucking hell, man. I would say do that, and that makes you feel better. You don't know what's gonna happen when you're not there.
I'm gonna be none the wiser.
Make yourself feel better, you need to do whatever you need to do to make yourself. I think you should just say whatever you want to say, just to make yourself feel better. Cool. Then she goes off. What was the next question? Sorry. After that,
I want more weed brownies. That's Jesus, my next question.
What's the second question, man?
Should your significant other be going carnival, and what are the implications, and what's the aftermath of carnival? So you said, like, don't talk about it.
Yeah, don't talk about it too much, man. You also say to babes, you have a good time, yeah.
Right, so, what are you doing, Fabs?
How's you say anything mad? Yeah, that's all basic questions, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you say to her, yo, like, how was Carney? Like, yeah, it was good. Cool. All right. Anything good happen? And then she might tell you what happens. And
oh, you're single now, yeah? All right, amazing.
She did as a joke still.
Toxic. Anyway.
Wow. Whoa, boy. Yeah, man. It's not a deep plat. Man are hypocrites anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Man are mad hypocrites. Yeah. Man, I'm going to be like, oh, she can't go. I'm not allowing her to go to carnival. And then you're out here yourself in a string vest.
Lord, on Ladbroke Grove. Whining gal by the station. Moving mad.
With PlayStation controllers, moving mad.
Crazy. So this is what I'm saying, man, hypocrites. Anyways, it doesn't even matter. Mm. What matter?
So random question. So speaking of Lambert Grove.
Yeah.
Georgia. Georgia Smith.
Alright, cool.
Stormzy.
Dolphin segue.
We're getting better at it. Well, you're getting better at the segues.
Dolphin segues.
Yeah.
I'll sweet one. Still
coming straight out of the water.
See, man, know what happened about Georgia. Sorry, not Georgia. Stormzy and Maya.
They allegedly broke up.
Yeah, allegedly broke up to work on their, what's it called, careers?
Careers, yeah.
No, she is.
She is. Oh, she did. I heard that. She is working on her career.
Stormzy doesn't have to work on his career. Stormzy doesn't have to work on his career. He's top of the game.
Stormzy's career.
Manchester Glasgow. Yeah. Okay, top of the pops. He's top of the pops. Anyway.
She's been worked on.
Yeah, exactly. But, okay, so apparently, obviously, people are saying that Georgia was the cause of their breakup. Kanye, Georgia. Stormzy had a little altercation, which led to...
You don't believe that?
You know what I mean? Do I believe it?
Mm-hmm. If you're sniping, right?
I don't know.
I said if you're sniping, right?
I don't know. That's what I've heard, innit?
UK gossip have been gossiping.
I said, don't say UK gossip, dog. I'm not going to put us on there.
Hey, we'll
tell us that we're making up fake news about them. Do you know what I mean?
UK gossip, innit? Anyway.
Yeah, but they could kill us. They got a big platform. You're there for, you know what
well,
I mean?
I'm bigging them up. I'm saying UK gossip. That's with this, information. Right, this, cool, that's
yeah, where yeah, we're getting information.
Social media outlets. Social
UK
outlets.
Gossip. That's where
no,
I'm getting
UK
my,
gossip, man. Yeah,
that's
man.
Where I'm getting my information from.
Yeah, big up. Cool, you, that's going to be on there next that's, week. You're going to be on there next week.
That's, this is where the chatty party business
comes this. I want to send this clip to them. UK. These man are afraid you man on the bus.
We didn't say it.
You man posted it first.
You're the one that's saying stuff bad.
I never said anything, man. I never said them.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so,
so he allegedly cheated. Well, yeah. He's doing a thing with Georgia.
Apparently so, yeah.
I don't even know how they even got there, though.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, well...
Do you mind... Sorry, wait, Fabs, do you believe it?
No. I don't believe it. I don't believe he cheated with Georgia. That don't make any sense.
Yeah, he's leveling up.
He's cheating up. Bruh, he didn't cheat with Georgia, though.
Georgia's in the better... Well, if he did, then...
Oh, shit, I saw
Georgia's
that.
In a what?
She's in a better career than Maya. She's a career passport. Yeah.
Okay.
He's cheating up.
No, but you wouldn't cheat with someone that bait. That don't make any sense.
If you're Stormzy... If you're Stormzy...
I think someone told me a story about this. Apparently,
If you're Stormzy, you can have what you want.
No.
If you're Stormzy, you have what you want.
Do you see Georgia's boyfriend?
Yeah, that brother, yeah. That brother.
Yeah,
I've seen that. So, no, this guy's
he's
living well.
I mean...
Yeah. What is he... Was that Rose's in
his
house?
I don't really care about
yeah, I to be honest, to our listeners, we don't really care about... We're just being gossipy for the sake of being gossipy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I mean, like, I don't understand how people got to the told him cheating, because you wouldn't cheat on someone... You wouldn't cheat with someone that bait if you're going to cheat.
You could have done. You never know how it could happen. It could have been drunker than that. You know what I mean? Anything could happen. You know what I mean?
Man,
anything could happen, man.
So, is there strategy in cheating?
Georgia, and
absolutely the strategy.
What's the strategy of cheating?
Huh?
What's the strategy? Give the game.
I said I don't have the game, but it's just common sense. This... No, but it's just common. This guy,
Pima.
No, I'm being lying.
Pima.
Listen, yeah, Dolphin, man. Yeah. Listen, I don't know the game, but it's common sense to me. Like, if you are... So, look, okay, cool. So, black man, fame. So, black man plus fame equals cheating with famous, equally as famous or in the same kind of...
realm.
Yeah, in the same kind of realm as you. That don't make any sense. Why would you cheat with that person?
Because there might be chemistry.
That is absolutely.
He might want to start something new.
Ridiculous. No, that don't make any
sense. I'm surprised that no, bro. This cheating can happen anywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Any time, bro.
But you're not gonna cheat like with someone who is literally in. What did you say?
So like carnival.
One second, got now go off.
Fucking hell.
Like lamb. On here, you say.
Sorry, God.
You're not gonna cheat with the girl who's literally like one of the biggest one of the biggest singers in Europe. Let's say. You're not going to cheat with her. You might cheat with someone, but not as someone as big as her, someone as big. Because if you're cheating, yeah, you don't want to get found out. So you're not going to cheat with someone who's...
No, you're mad in mad logic.
That's what I'm about to say. You had the mad logic to it.
Okay, cool. So what do you want me to do? Just not be unlogical in life. You just want me to be stupid and just like... Tell me I could...
When people cheat, it's not logical anyway. When people cheat, it's not reasonable or logical.
Yeah, okay.
They just cheat for the sake of... not for the sake of cheating, but they cheat.
That's not true, I don't think.
No, they cheat for the sake of cheating, but sometimes they just cheat because it happens. It happens.
No.
Sometimes it just happens.
Drake wrote a song about this girl, man. So I think the norm must be...
Yeah, it must be a mate. It must be
something about her.
I don't think that's true. Like when you cheat, like you think about it. Like if someone's close to your girl, you're not going to cheat with them.
Them two are not friends like that, though.
They know
that's each most of them
in the same.
No. Wait. Someone's close with your girl, but she's your friend, but not your girl's friend.
What I'm trying to say is
you need to think about so
UK scene,
the things your friend, not your girl's friend, and she's in close proximity with you and your girl occasionally, yeah? There might be some overlap.
Okay. Is that party going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Jesus Christ. But what I'm trying to, like, look, I hear what you're saying, but listen, like...
My logic was terrible there, by the way.
Yeah.
Logic was terrible.
Everything is, in the UK... Everything is connected. The singers and the rappers, the presenters,
all the people in entertainment, they all know each other, they all talk to each other. So you're not going to fuck around with anyone within that circle if you're someone like Stormzy. Stormzy's the biggest rapper, and you can say in Europe. Yeah? Let's say that. He's the biggest rapper in Europe, yeah? So he's now not going to cheat with one of the biggest singers. That don't make sense.
New J&B, man.
That don't make any logic sense at all.
It's logic. It's logic.
No, but
for his career progression, it would be amazing.
But at the end,
for her career progression, it would be amazing.
But for someone who like,
it makes so much sense.
But it makes so much sense for him. But he's spoken about how Maya's been with him for the time when he was like being a bum. Like, you get me. And then she kind of like essentially helped him to get to the point where he is, like, or just, you know what I mean, like pushed him to
I
get to the
up, place nigga.
Where he is. So
I glowed up.
Maya's just gonna let that go, though.
I glowed up.
Maya's not no bum as well. She's not just living off of Stormzy.
No one's saying that. She's got a big career,
and she's probably like, and I said this in the group, like, she's like one of the I would say biggest presenters that we have, like, in terms of, she's in the conversation for a lot of jobs.
In terms of what though? Because in terms of if you're talking
about presenters, if you're present shows, she's definitely in, because she's in the top.
I wouldn't see her on Channel 1 to 5.
She's in the top 10. Yeah, no, she's been on Channel 4.
What's she done on Channel 4?
She's presented shows on Channel 4.
Okay, fair. No, give her her flowers, innit?
I'm not saying she's number one. But I'm saying she's in the top 10 of presenters. Like, if you were to make a new show and you looked at presenters that wanted to present your show, she would be in the top 10 of that. And no one in our scene, yeah, that represents our scene, it has that, is like that.
Does she represent our scene?
Yeah, of course she does.
I'm just asking. I'm not playing.
Of course she does, though. Right. What do you think?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm asking you though.
I don't follow her career or anything like that. So right, I don't know. I don't know what she does.
She represents our scene, definitely. She definitely does. So, but she's like made herself into this into a way where she's kind of crossed over as well. She can do a bit of both. Like, she can do the radio presenting, and she can do the fucking live TV, 1 to 5 TV shows and stuff like that. And she can also do a show on YouTube that represents the culture as well. She can host that as well. So, like, she's shown all of that. So, she's big in her own world, innit? Like, she's big. She's making her own peas, innit? Like, Stormzy's rapped about that. So, for you to cheat on a girl like that, yeah. For you to cheat on a girl like that with a girl that is literally in the same city, that don't make any sense. I can understand you cheating, mm-hmm. yeah, with a girl who is just as pretty as Georgia, but she's not, like, connected in any sort of way like that, or you might think she's not connected like that. I can understand that, but Georgia, I don't get it. It don't make sense to me. And if you lot can make it make sense to me, then cool, then I can eat my words, but I don't think you lot can.
No one can make it make sense because we don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Situation.
So no, but tell it's all speculation. Tell me what you lot think.
In terms of what? Him cheating with Georgia?
I think he just cheated with Georgia.
It's for me,
So tell me why you think that. You don't just get to that. You don't just go, I'm there.
I think there's a process to get to somewhere.
This is what we're hearing in social media.
Also, you just believe in what people say to you, yeah?
That's what we're hearing.
Yo,
Let him talk.
I hear you,
Yesterday I flew.
How'd you talk? Good?
Yeah, you believe me?
Pumas don't fly. Anyway,
you believe me?
Pumas don't fly.
I don't believe you. I don't care. That's what you're telling me, innit? I don't care.
This is ridiculous. What's happening here? What's going on?
What we're hearing is on news outlets, social media, all that kind of stuff, is that Stormzy cheating on Georgia. So Stormzy cheating on Maya with Georgia, innit? For me, I can see it happening. I don't mind it happening at all. Like,
I don't. It means nothing to me. Cool. From a logical.
I didn't say it means anything to me. So don't say that.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm saying, but don't say that. Like, it means something to me because I'm personal.
Like, we don't know anything.
I'm not taking it personal, bro. I'm saying to you, don't say that. Don't say you're like, oh, like whatever you just said, because it's not that, like. I'm just saying it, like, from a logical... We're talking about... It's a topic, so we're talking about it, and I'm saying it, like, why I wouldn't believe that to be true, because that don't make any sense to me. To me, it don't make sense. All you're saying is that, yo, like, I can see why it would happen, but we're actually having a conversation about the topic and seeing and answering, like, yo...
They're in the same circle, yeah? They're in the same circle. George is one of the biggest artists, right? Mm-mm-mm. George is one of the biggest female artists in the UK, yeah? Stormzy's one of the biggest artists in the UK. Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know why it would have happened, this, that, or other, but, like, yeah, we're hearing it happened, right?
Yeah.
So we have no... I can't say it didn't happen. Do you know what I mean? I can't say it didn't happen, but I'm hearing it happens, innit? So...
It's just, from a logical standpoint...
What's having this conversation then? I don't get it.
Are we going to debate?
Why did you bring this topic up then? If you're just literally going to bring up a topic and then go, I heard it happened, and then that's it, then I don't get it. But if you're not going to tell me why you think it happened, there's literally no point of having talking about the topic then. Because you literally just gone, yo, bap, bap. That's it. I think it happened because they're speaking about it. That's literally what you said.
Yeah. That's what I said.
The Amazon rainforest, guys. the Amazon.
What's the point of that then?
The Amazon.
We're talking about them cheating, bro. We're talking about somebody cheating on. What's her name?
Yeah.
What's that girl's name?
Maya Jama.
I don't know why it's a big deal whether we see it happening or not. Like, I don't know why.
But we're talking about in the topic of cheating, so it's a topic of cheating and in just in general.
You're saying you can't see her cheating.
So I'm saying in a logical sense, it don't make sense for him to do that. So, which is why personally,
Why? Because they're in the same circle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
Bro, how many people cheat in the same circle, bro? How many people cheat in the same circle? Celebrities-wise. Okay. Tell me, how many people cheat in the same circle?
You tell me.
There's a lot of celebrities that cheated.
You got to tell me.
I can't tell you names for name, bro. You can't ask me to say name for name that
you got
to
tell me, bro.
I can't tell you, man. Jay-Z cheated.
In the same circle.
Yeah.
Famous people, right? Who did he cheat on?
Bro, we got to talk about someone who's in the city. Not he cheated with some random bitches.
Nah, it was Dame Dash's thing.
Bro.
Anyway, this is bad chatty patty. The Amazon rainforest. The Amazon rainforest, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to finish it, but
why did you want to finish it?
Because I wanted to know how you lot got there.
He's trying to explain, and you're talking over him.
He didn't explain anything. He just said, "I believe it because the gossip pages are telling me." That's what he said.
I did say that.
So that's
I can't pick.
No butter, no butter on the bread explanation.
Okay.
Come on, man. Like, what cool. are you doing?
So
come on, man.
From a perspective of you've been in a from a human perspective, not just a celebrity's perspective, you've been in a 5-year relationship with this person. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes between these two people, innit? So
No one knows.
Okay, so you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. My man might be mad unhappy, and George is singing them lullabies, them crazy sad songs, them blue lights, and he might just need a shoulder to cry on one night and just be like, "Yo, George, like, yo, George, like things aren't going like smoothly. Like she might be the female heir." She might be the female friend. And then she capitalised on it. Maybe one night, that same night, she grabbed his dick. If Georgia grabbed your dick...
I'm making a wild, elaborate story
now. Yeah, that's all I can base it on.
Like, no one knows what I'm saying. It's a conversation.
From a logical
perspective... It's a conversation. We don't know it. We don't know
from a logical standpoint...
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know and you don't know. But what I'm saying is that for you to believe something... You get there somehow, innit? For you to go,
they're in the same circle. That's the reason why I could believe it as well. By the way, they're in the same circle. I don't know why you're saying that you can't believe it because they're in the same circle. Why would he cheat on Maya because they're in the same circle? Like and Georgia's, all of them are in the same circle. Why would they not do that? I don't know why not. You mingle with the same people. You mingle with celebrities, bro.
So that's a reason for you to cheat because you mingle in the same circle.
No. But you're more likely to cheat. I think we're more likely to cheat with a celebrity because. You're in the same circle as them. You're in the same circle as them.
They got just as much also, to lose. They got just as much to lose. No, 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 wait, wait. They got just as much to lose. They got just as much to lose.
You're popping right now. You're popping right now. Yeah?
They got just as much to lose as you.
Anyone, bro.
They got just as much.
They're the same people. They're the same people.
You're proving my point here.
They've
proving my point.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You can cheat with anybody.
Yeah, exactly. You can cheat with anyone.
But I don't know about Georgia. But listen. All right, from a logical standpoint.
You're Miss Blumen, you're smart. You got to that point because you are smart.
But listen.
You're smart. You got to that height because you're smart.
Listen.
You do that dumb shit.
But listen. But from a logical perspective,
personally,
you're not going to, if you're using logic, as such a big famous guy, you're not going to cheat with the bottom of the barrel thing that can just go on social media, snap a picture of him sleeping.
You probably know
she's got just as much. She's got just as much.
This is going to come out, by the way.
And she might have got just and she's got just as much to lose as him. Think about it.
But I'm not saying that you're not. I'm not saying you're going to do that. But I'm saying you're not going to. You're not going to fuck with someone that close. Like, you see what I'm saying? Just that close. It's that close. Fabs,
if he did cheat on her though, would like.
No, then he did. No, if he cheated on her, he cheated on her. But I'm saying it don't make sense to me. And like, what
it
people...
It don't need to make stuff, sense to you, though. But
because it's got to make sense. Like,
it don't need to make sense to you, though, because it makes sense to him at the time he cheated on her, right? Mm. It made sense to him at the time. We don't know what...
I'm just going by these... I'm just going by... We all have the same information, yeah? Mm. The brother the other day, it was my girl's birthday, isn't it? The other day. And wow, he was... Yeah, he was putting photos up of her, whatever. So, you get me? Like... All of that shit was happening. So what I'm saying is that I don't
cheaters still do them things.
All of that fucking
he could have cheated on already. Like, this kind of come
no. I get that, but like, I'm saying it don't, like, all of that don't. It just don't.
It's hard for you to comprehend, isn't it? It's hard for you to comprehend.
It don't add up, because as I'm thinking also as well, I'm normal. I'm a normal guy. So then I'm trying to think as someone who's at that height. So you do things maybe. But at a different level, innit?
But that life becomes normality to you.
You don't take too many. Your shit is more calculated when you are at that height. Your shit is a little more calculated. So if you are gonna cheat, you're gonna cheat a little more, like.
But listen.
So wait, hold on. You're Stormzy, yeah? You're Stormzy. Who are you more like? So are you more likely to cheat with another
Sally
celebrity
off the street? Or Sally off the street?
Huh?
Or Sally off the street?
Exactly. So who mentioned you?
Another celebrity? You're
exactly.
No, you're groupie. No. Another celebrity has more.
This is
another celebrity.
Bare man cheat with groupies. And how are you lot got here? Because a bare man cheat with groupies. What? Tell me the last celebrity that you know that just cheated with like another celebrity. It don't happen much. Like, what, rappers? Let's say rappers. Rappers cheat with the groupies all the time.
Rappers don't have girlfriends.
What are you doing?
He's only like one of the only rappers to publicize his girlfriend.
Yeah, we don't know about any of our girl. Like, we don't know about
Over here.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Like, we're crept.
That's a new thing. So.
Yeah, but like, if crept's not gonna go, crept's not gonna cheat with fucking, I don't know, Emily Sandé.
Crept is doing well for himself anyway.
I said Emily Sandé.
Yeah. Emily. Okay. So.
He's not going to cheat with, like, another, you know what I mean, singer. Like, he's not going to, like, why would you do that? It's just too close. And what's his girl, a model? So he's not going to cheat with another model because she's in that world. You get me? All of that shit is connected. So what I'm saying is you're not going to cheat with, one of the biggest singers. Don't make any sense.
The Amazon rainforest. Yeah. It's burning down. We need to save the planet.
Right, though. I don't know how he got.
I just wanted you lot to basically just get my, you get me?
No, I understand.
Out of here. No, that's why I was trying to debate.
No, we understand.
I wanted you
lot
to go. Okay. Oh, well, this is why.
Well, I said. Anyway, the Amazon rainforest. I've been trying to introduce this topic for time. Can we just talk about the Amazon rainforest and the world's dying?
No, man. I want to see why our Stormzy got these things.
Yeah, Amazon rainforest.
Amazon rainforest. So the world is dying before us. I think half of the Amazon rainforest is.
That's a bad switch. I said Amazon rainforest.
Half the Amazon rainforest is burnt down. Sao Paulo is black at 2 p.m. in the afternoon when it's normally sunny. We're destroying the planet.
How did this fire start?
Forest fires happen all the time during.
So yeah, it was just natural, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gonna. They haven't put the fire out, so they're not gonna be able to call.
Fire is just. It's obviously if it's started, then it sort of just keeps growing, isn't it? It's not gonna stop, innit?
No, normally they just put themselves out. So like, I was watching Africa the other day.
Okay.
There's forest fires all the time. Mm-hmm. It's part of the natural life cycle of the forest.
Okay.
So it gets so hot that there's a drought. Lightning strikes, burns down the tree, burns down the whole forest. Like
rain comes,
puts it out, and then the seeds from the old plants go into the ground, new trees, new forest. That's the cycle of the forest normally.
This is different.
This isn't the normal cycle of a forest.
So do you think that it's
potentially man-made?
Burning it?
Potentially. I personally think it's either the rise in temperatures from global warming or conspiracy theory. The government are doing it to get more space for buildings and shit.
No way.
Killing all the animals. I don't know what's gonna come of it. But so 20% of the world's oxygen comes from the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
So
what? Like, I mean, so basically, I guess the conspiracy theory would be that
they're trying to kill humans.
Yeah, it's a population control again.
Yeah. Wait. It's evolution, adaptation, man.
It's a bit mad. This one's a bit mad because, it's been burning for now 18 days now. So, I don't really...
How do they stop? How do you stop a forest fire that big? Like, because
usually, like in LA, when they have the forest,
but they get helicopters and pour water in it. This fire is bigger than like a country.
Yeah,
it's bigger than this country.
It's moving a bit mad. I've seen the pictures.
So the fire is bigger than this country. So it's like putting a.
But is it actually happening though?
What do you mean? Is it actually happening?
Because no one's covering it.
So. Social media, like they were going. What happened when everyone put their pictures blue?
Like that's for Sudan. That's
yeah, Sudan. Yeah. What happened to Sudan? Like,
oh my God. I don't think anything's. I think that's. I don't know. I'm not too sure about.
Like no. It's just that's weird. Like social media just picks up on something.
People were dying. Like people were getting killed.
I know people were getting mad. Like, but there's everyone's picture was blue, and then all of a sudden, like everything's okay. Anyway.
It wasn't okay.
Exactly my point. You just died down. Anyway, someone on social media said that the Amazon rainforest has been burning for an umpteen amount of days. No news outlets are covering it. Rat-a-tah. We need to save the planet. It's a weird thing that no news outlets for how many days didn't cover it, because it would be the biggest story in the world to cover it. Like, cover that story. Like, what is your perspective on it? Why wouldn't news outlet, what would they benefit from not covering the story?
I don't know, like, because you know how it is, like, especially Babylon News, obviously they get direct orders to not speak about certain things, innit? To not cover certain things. So they definitely obviously know about it, but if they get like an order from the government or whatever to not speak about that because of, for whatever reason, some sort of agenda, then yeah. Because it could be something behind the scenes, you know, they're not allowing any help to put the fire out. Which Brazil is like, it's a well-equipped enough country to deal with something like that, I think, you know, so it's
weird. You think it's well-equipped enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think Brazil should be, I think it's well-equipped enough to put out a fire in the fucking forest, surely. I know it's quite big, but I mean,
apparently it's a lot,
and they do have, and Brazil's got allies.
They say it's man-made.
Man-made.
Yeah, there's some farmers use slash and burn tactics to clear the forest of areas of crops and stuff like that. But apparently, people are saying a lot it's man-made.
Well, it's believable because
I think it. Yeah.
I don't know. The natural.
Apparently they're saying that. That it was caused man-made, obviously, because they want to build houses
and more farms. Yeah, farms and stuff. Yeah,
stuff like that. So I think that's probably the reason why people are saying that's the reason why someone might have caused the fire.
But that would be the government. That would be the government. Because people would need to get that. The rainforest is a protected thing on the planet. I think it might be protected under some United Nations Act. It would be one of those protected things. So. By them doing this, like, kind of illegally, they're just thinking, okay, this forest, this rainforest is the size of a country. No one's going to notice if we burn it down. Like, what logic is behind that?
Right.
Somebody did this. Somebody did this.
Somebody definitely did this, Ben. Well, on a lighter note, On a lighter note, if someone gave you, man, £200 because you're ugly, would you take the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Instantly. I'm ugly to them, but I'm beautiful to myself.
I know I'm not ugly.
You know?
I'll take it, though. Thank you.
You're paying for so many trims. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah. That's good. Year-long worth trims.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A couple months, anyway.
Not a year.
What, a year?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Actually. Kind of.
2 years.
How much is your trim?
£7 for
seven.
Me.
Good Lord, gross.
2 years trims.
That's cheap.
I know. Amazing.
That's mental.
Economical.
Economical.
The fade don't fade.
Economical trims.
The fade don't fade.
The fade don't fade, man.
Bad thing. Well, we got any other topics?
Yeah, we got music.
Oh, yeah? What music?
Blades.
Blade.
Oh, my goodness.
Bags and Boxes 4.
Yo, Blade's uh-huh. Player. Listen, Blade's tape, man. Oh, it's wonderful, man. It's good stuff, man.
Alright, cool. Jesus. We're gonna do a proper review for once. Are we? Or are we just gonna run through the tracks?
Nah, let's do this.
Nah, let's just talk about it.
Alright, cool.
You man heard the intro of the intro, Bags and Boxes 3. What I was gonna say to you, man, do you think that Bags and Boxes 3 intro was better than Bags and Boxes 4 intro?
Yeah, which one do you think 100%. Bags and Boxes 3. From my personal perspective, comes on a very, very aggressive manner and very rude manner. I got investments. I got businesses. Blade was being rude.
Five figures in a day. I got witnesses.
Very rude. Mm. On this one, it was a bit mellow. Like
it was still Blade talking this talk.
No, but
on Bags and Boxes 3 intro. Mm. The beat was a lot grittier than this one.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
was a bit more like a more sophisticated beat rather than, do you know what I mean, than the Bags and Boxes 3 thing.
I think it was just mad mellow, like compared to like Blade came on aggression on Bags and Boxes 3. Like, yeah. that was made to either drive to, go gym to, do so many things to you on the Bags and Boxes 3 intro.
Mm-hmm.
On Bags and Boxes 4, like, it's kind of like, it's, to me, it's skippable. The intro is skippable.
It's a bit it's a little bit skippable. I just think it's a more sophisticated vibe.
It's
good. It's good, but I think it's a more sophisticated vibe, like, rather than Bags and Boxes 3 was a lot gritty, bruv. Like, the stuff he was talking about was crazy. He was talking to his scales, bruv.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He was literally rapping about his scales.
Like, exactly.
It's different.
Moving on.
I do think that Bags and Boxes 3 was a lot better for you.
Let's get through 4. Let's talk about 4 first.
Yeah,
and then,
talk about 4, man.
Let's
not worry about Bags and Boxes 3.
We'll revisit in a second. We'll revisit in a second.
You've got to compare.
So I'm gonna go through the track list. Mm. The intro we just went on, it wasn't crazy for me, but you guys have your opinion on that. Break Bread 2, I liked it.
Let's just talk about it, because I don't know all the songs.
So Break Bread 2, Break Bread, Don't Make the Bread Break.
No, I know, you know that, obviously, track. Well, you're going to go for all the tracks, and I don't know all the tracks.
Alright, cool, no.
If you review it like that, I'm not going to be able to get me.
You don't want
to
track by track? Alright, cool.
Yeah.
Give me your top 3 standout tracks then.
Yeah. For me, so far, because I haven't got to the end yet. For me, man, the Fredo tune, it's up there. That's up there for me. That's crazy. Obviously, 12 Summers. Is it Figures with Esco?
Yep.
Cake Trap tune. That's amazing. Splendid. That is fucking splendid, mate. What's the other tune? I think it's right after the Fredo tune.
Littlest Nigga.
Yeah.
Littlest Nigga, sorry.
Yeah. That shit's good. That shit's sick.
I don't like that, you know.
I like that one.
That was one of my favourites, to be honest.
I just think, yeah, like, so far, well, I haven't got to the end yet, but personally, like, it's...
The Fredo tune.
It's cold, man. Like,
Littlest Nigga.
Really good so far.
And what else?
The intro as well.
The intro.
I like the intro. I do.
What about you, Rex?
My top 3.
Top 3.
It's got to go... Top 3, I would say, what's the one? K-Trap with K-Tune. I mean, K-Trap. The track with K-Trap.
Or Joints.
Joints, sick. It goes Fredo's track, because obviously the one with Fredo.
No, like that's
Six Figures.
So it's, that's your top three?
Top three, yes. Cool. Top three. Top three. They all bang.
Personally, mine, top three, no particular order. Harrods.
Oh shit, I forgot Harrods.
Harrods.
You got a track list in it, so I wasn't looking at
the Harrods. Add Harrods to mine still.
You have to get rid of one then.
What is it, top three?
Top three.
Alright, fuck it. Fredo. Yeah, Fredo.
No lie.
Fredo, Figures, and the one with
Harrods. Oh, the one with K Joints. So not Harrods.
Yeah, not Harrods. Leave Harrods out. Harrods will be fourth.
Go on, Rex.
Harrods, Joints. Oh, it's hard to pick with No Lie and Six Figures at Asco, you know. Oh, jeez. No Lie, and then Asco.
Ah, cool. So,
yeah.
Mine's Harrods.
Go ahead now, put Fredo on the
Progression. And Six Figures.
Yeah. Yep.
Progression track.
Progression is sick. I think I'll put the Triple Threat over that Progression track, though.
No, I think Triple Threat is four for me.
Triple Threat is cold.
It's cold. It's very cold.
It's cold.
Very cold.
I'll put over that. I'll put over that still.
Progression.
Progression's good. I don't know if I like the...
What, LD?
I don't know if I like LD on it. That's the difference.
I liked it, man. I don't listen to LD. And it was just... It was refreshing.
So you can't like the track then. You can't like the track fully. You got like half the track then.
No, I don't. No, I never... In terms of, I don't listen to...
Oh, you don't listen to LD. Okay.
I don't listen to LD. But I liked him on that track. Okay. I think he went hard. But yeah, Harrods... Big tune. I think it's like my personal favourite. Then Six Figures.
And Six Figures is cold.
Progression.
Six Figures is cold. Like, Asco did his thing. Like, I wanted to hear Asco, obviously, because obviously, man,
yeah.
Going for it.
Man's living what his raps. Right now.
Yeah. So Asco's living the raps.
Proper.
The real one. Fucking hell, man.
What? So, in comparison, I know, Fabs, you can't really give a crazy comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bags and Boxes 3 versus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Out of the four tapes, what is your order in terms of top 1 to 4?
That's hard to pick. Yeah, I think
this is for you.
I think Bags and Boxes 3. Then I'll say.
I can't remember 1 and 2 like that.
I would say 4, and then I would say 2, and then
I'm surprised 1. You said 4. That's mine's the same, to be honest. So 3,
4,
4, 2.
Two and then 1.
I'm not really crazy familiar with 1. Like,
yeah,
I've listened through it twice. Mm. 3 times maybe.
Mm.
Not crazy familiar. Like, 2 I've listened to several times through. And there's probably like 3 or 4 standout tracks for me. I can't listen to the whole tape back to front. Bags and Boxes 4, I can... Other than probably The Littest Nigga and in the intro, I can listen to it back to front.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the intro, bro?
The intro, it's not necessary for me. Like, when I'm going in to listen to Blade,
I want to listen to the album from the beginning. I deleted it. I don't know what it is. I just don't like Blade. It sounded weird to me still,
but it is what it is. If you're having one bad track on a track with like on an album with 10 or 10 plus tracks, then you've done amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I don't know how that little latest thing goes.
I can't even. It's never stuck in my memory. Something like that. It didn't stick in my memories. But I think he's got more listenable tracks on this one than Bags and Boxes 3.
Yeah, definitely.
But Bags and Boxes 3, in terms of the tracks, like in terms of the impact. Well, it's only been a couple days. When did it come out? Last week.
Four.
Last week. Yeah.
Last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So. In comparison, we've had a week to spend with this one. We've had 4 years to spend with Bags and Boxes 3.
I remember Bags and Boxes 3 has got 23 tracks on it.
Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. Shit.
23 tracks on it.
Wow. A lot of the tracks are good.
A lot of the tracks are good, but there were some throwaways, like some of the songs that weren't easy to listen to.
One where it's like, dun, 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 dun. Sounds like a video game. I'm even mad. Let me find it.
Why are you not rating it then?
I'll rate it at 8. Because there's only one or two tracks that I can skip past.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it's a perfect kind of mix. It's not even a mixture. It's a perfect trap album. Like, and the thing is, like, I wanted to say, this climate is perfect for Blade now. Like, trap music is getting the attention it's getting in it now. And Blade being kind of the godfather of trap, being the guy that he is, he's respected within that community. Like, he's shooting up the charts, isn't it? So, I think he's top 10 currently.
Yeah. I think he's 7th.
Not yet, I don't think.
I think I heard he's 7th.
So, so, if he's reaching these numbers, because the climate we're in, I think it's, like, easier for him to get accepted. And his music to get accepted. It was getting accepted by the underground before. I think in terms of, like, trap's become a bit more mainstream.
Yeah.
I think people are more accepting to it. Like, people that wouldn't really listen to Blade normally might be listening to this tape.
Right.
So I think the climate's perfect for him. If he wanted to do this music thing properly, which I doubt, it's open for him to do.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, man, would you, man, go to a Blade show?
Yeah, mate, why not?
There's one coming up, so...
Is it?
Yeah, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, tickets out?
Yeah, it's started, almost sold out, so...
I'll go.
If it's up to you.
I wouldn't say no to it.
When is
you're
it?
You're going to see Bear D-Boys.
Thursday the 19th.
You're going to see Bear D-Boys there. Thursday's a mad day.
Probably swing that.
19th?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what? Where are the tickets?
Might be Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
It's mad that we're looking for the Blade Brown tickets. Well, yeah,
dash the link, man. Dash
the link. Yeah, I'll look for it now.
But yeah, man, Rex, would you
rate it? I'm gonna say a 7. I'm gonna say a 7. The only reason why I'm saying a 7 is because I didn't like that Littiest Nigga, and that, I think there was another track I didn't like on his album. I think.
So you're saying 7, yeah?
Yeah, I'll say 7.
Oh, because of that.
I'll say 7 because I didn't like that song a lot. And I think I had a good body of work on this thing, on this album. It's just that Littiest Nigga didn't need to be there, I don't think, for me, personally.
Wait, did I bring it all the way down to a 7?
Yeah, man, I don't want to give it a 10. I don't want to give it a 9 either.
The tickets are cheap.
Okay, cool.
8, but I would say I would give it 8, but I think I would give it a 7 just because of that track wasn't that good.
Okay.
As well as, I didn't like the Block Top. I didn't like Block Top.
I like that track. It's grown on me because I laugh at it. I think Giggs was having fun on the track, man. It's funny. Yeah. Murder, man, come out and it's murder. I think that's funny because I was on his Insta and man just kept saying it.
I saw that.
I thought that was funny, innit? That made me like the track because clearly man, like, he was having fun with it. Man could just do what he wants on a track.
I like
the track, man.
I'm scared of that track still.
Yeah,
I listen to Blade and I skip that bit. Giggs a bit.
Nah, Giggs a bit, I think, makes it for me. It's just funny, isn't it? I laugh every time it comes on. Murder. Man come out and it's murder. Yeah.
What do you rate the album first?
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
So far?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7.5 so far. It's not let me down. I haven't listened to too much Blade over here. Blade really just, he disappears quite a lot anyway, innit? So obviously, you know, I haven't really got to listen too much. Obviously he's been warming up for a while now, so I was anticipating it, and it's just good. The beat selection is good. He's got the way he kind of like different, he has like a couple of different flows on the beats as well, like, so, which is good because you kind of just know him for kind of one flow type of thing. But yeah, man, like, so yeah, it sounds sick. And obviously big up for having Asko on there talking that real shit as well.
That's one of my favourite tracks.
That's some real shit. I love that.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, 7.5. Well, what about to beat to?
No.
Zero.
Zero?
I'm not being into hearing man laughing, chuckling. Blaze Chuckle is the evilest chuckle ever. It sounds like M. Bison. Like, at the end of Street Fighter.
It's true. I hear you still. What about
would you just leave? Yeah, man, I'm not being into
that. I then hear Giggs say, "Murder." Are you stupid? Nah, zero.
Zero.
Minus one.
Who beats crackheads?
Oh boy. Anyway. Wow. Anyway. So that's yeah. Mad. I'm gonna go sleep.
All right.
Peoples, thank you for listening, man. We're gonna be back obviously weekly now.
It's gonna be not a chill carnival.
Carnival's gonna.
You'll
be
get an update. It's
gonna be great.
Tell us if you can understand why Georgia cheated on Stormzy.
Yeah, listeners.
Why? Who is it? Stormzy cheated on Maya.
If he did.
Yeah, if he did. Tell us if you can understand, because we don't understand it, so we got to fill him in somehow.
Say what? What did you say?
You can't understand it. Why he cheated on her?
I don't understand. I don't know if he cheated on her.
We don't.
We don't. Do you know?
I'm saying I don't get why he would. I'm not saying he did.
We're throwing down his name.